Yesterday was Lag BaOmer. And you're going to think, okay, Shmuz is too late. It's after Lag BaOmer. But Be'etzim, when you want to see and want to learn, is very, very nogea to us, even after Lag BaOmer. Why was yesterday a simcha? Alibi de emes, klo, halpi aloche, no shaila, no machloikis, whose yod site it was, danza machloikis, halpi aloche, chaba brings, why don't we say tachun, lag ba'omer, because a mikza simcha, because poskulomus, the Talmidei Rebbe Akiva, poskulomus. What are we talking about? The Gemara tells us, Rebbe Akiva had, the Gemara in Yevomis, Rebbe Akiva, Kiyodua, had 24,000 Talmidim, Yishomim, 12,000 Chavrusas, Zugois, that's how the Gemara calls it, 12,000 Zugois, in Kulam Mesu in Pesach Latzeres. Why? The Nagu Kovet Zeloze. No. If we go like the Mechaber, the first Shita, that they died from Pesach till Lag BaOmer. Poskulamus. If we go with the first Shita, so what's the big deal? Lag BaOmer, they stopped dying. They all died. There were none left. So what's the big simcha? So the Prichodosh, the simcha is that the new Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva went to Rabbi Seinu Shebedoroi, the five new Talmidim, that they didn't die. On Friday night, so the person who spoke in our shul, to ask the interesting kasha. The Ramban says that these days, between Pesach and Shavuos, are like Chol HaMoed. Ramban spoke yesterday, one of the Vadim brought the Ramban. Ramban says that Shavuos is the Atzeres of Pesach. Just like Shmini Atzeres is the Atzeres of Sukkos. Sukkos is 7 days, and then we have the 8th day, which is the Atzeres, the culmination, the Chasima of Sukkos. So too, Shavuos, Pesach is 7 days, and Shavuos is a Pechina of the Yom HaShmini, of Pesach, and it's the Chasima of Pesach. And we mail us up to the days in between, Ayimei Chol HaMoed, the light Chol HaMoed. We have a mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer, in which we're connecting Pesach to Shavuos. The Sefer HaChinuch tells us the Yisod of Sfiras HaOmer is to realize that Shavuos is the Iker, the Zman Matan Torah is the Iker, and Pesach is just, is Tofel, the Yitzis Mitzrayim is Tofel to the Iker, the Iker Kola Ikrim is Matan Torah. And in order to have a Hakara that we're going towards the Iker, we're counting every night, looking forward and waiting, having cheshik to build up a cheshik for Matan Torah. So he asked the shaila, if it's man Chol HaMoed is a simcha, it's a man for simcha. So why is it that min haShamayim davka the Talmidei Rebbe Akiva died then? And we have Nihugi Avelis. the whole Ruach Hayom, if it's supposed to be, Yimei Chol HaMoed. Lemaisa, we could ask another question. Why are we misavol for these people? Who are they? Tell me the Rebbe Akiva. The Gemara brings the name of one of them. Not there, somewhere else. We don't know who they were. We don't know anything about them. All we know is the Lashon Hara about them. We know, Shelo Nagu Kavod Zelo Zeh. What else do we know about them? Tell me the Rebbe Akiva. It's interesting. When Misabel, for a group of people who we don't know really who they were. We're not Misabel for anyone else. I'll tell me Tzom Gedalia. Tzom Gedalia is not Be'etzim, Be'ikav. The Gemara says the Tzom Gedalia is to learn the Yesod, the Misa Tzadikim is Choshev Lefana of Kechor Ben Abayis. So it's not Be'etzim, we're being Misabel, the Yotzite of Gedalia Ben Achikam. So what's the pshat? Why are we being misabel for a group of people who we know nothing about? And Davke in this time, lechore, it should be a zman simcha. What's the biur? The nagu kovet zelo zeh. No. The nagu kovet zelo zeh is Chayim Nisa is Ad Kedei Kach. There's an interesting Tanchumen. Tanchumen, famous Tanchumen, Parshas Noach, beginning of Parshas Noach. The Medrash tells us, Pasuk, Chelik Hashem Amo Yaakov Nachal Chevel Nachal Hosei. Nosan Lonu Esatoyer Biksav Beremes Tfunois Ustumois Upirshum Bator Shebalpe. The Rebbe gave us Torah Shebiksav. Torah Shebiksav is Malei Ramazim. And we have Torah Shebalpe, which is Masbe Torah Shebiksav. Without Torah Shebalpeh, we certainly can't understand any of Torah Shebalpeh. Without Torah Shebalpeh, we can't understand Torah Shebichsav. Wouldn't understand one halacha. Take any moshul. Ulekachtim lochem b'yom rishon pre-Eitz Hadar. What's a pre-Eitz Hadar? We go around looking for a beautiful tree, which also bears fruit. Maybe avocado. Avocado tree is quite a pretty tree. Cherry tree. Some cherry trees are very pretty. The one tree you wouldn't take is an esrog. Esrog tree is not very pretty at all. The harder doesn't go on the eights, but pashtas. Harder goes on the pre. How do we know? And even it goes on the pre. How do we know? How would we know that we're talking about an esrog? Who would have heard of an esrog if there wouldn't be a mitzvah of darat minim to take an esrog? Would anybody know there's such a fruit in the world? You need Torah Shebal Peh. Every single pasuk in Chumash you can't explain without Torah Shebal Peh. Chayav Misa on Shabbos, Chalalei Amos Yumos. How you mechal on Shabbos? If you always say Malacha, then Mos Yumos. No, what's a Malacha? Anybody decides what's Malacha? Would anybody come up themselves? Lamed Tes Avos Malachas. You decide yourself what's Malacha, and then you decide. That somebody's opens his goes to work and sits in his office doing work, and the Torah says he shall verily die. Mos yumos. So you take your gun and you blow his brains out. And you mean Mikhaim, the good Lord's Torah. Well, let me tell you, if he didn't write, and let's say he was using a computer the whole time, then the pashtus says it wasn't Chilul Shabbos d'oraisa. And you, my friend, are definitely chayav misa because you killed somebody in a rotzeach. You have no idea. Was there Eidus v'Asra? If he's standing there, don't kill him. It's also it's Lusir Tzach. We got two people watching you. Do not kill him. And he says, and this Kanoi says, the verse says, he shall verily die. I'm not interested. Don't kill him. Tokele Debo. Arrest him. Take him to best him. That's what we do with the Tzeduki. We do that. Without Torah. But Tanchuma says even more. Torah is meremes tzvunois ustumois. The Ramazim and Tifa Ramazim and Soidus in Torah, Upirshim Batur Shibal Pet, Vigila Oisoli Yisrael. Torah Shibal Pet is Megale, the Oimek and the Primius, and even the Pashtas of Torah Shibichsav. Veloy Oid, Elashat Torah Shibichsav Klolois, Vetorah Shibal Pet Protois. Torah Shebal Shebichsav is clawless. Torah Shebichsav, listen. Loisaz the Kol Malacha. Shout him Loisad Yodeacha. Clawless. What ois? Which letter of the Aleph base? Or is it even Aleph base? Maybe it's ABC? And how do you tie it on your hand? With a shoelace? Or with a string? Or it's clawless. The Torah Shebal Peh Protois, Torah Shebal Peh Harbe, Torah Shebichsav Maat, Torah Shebal Peh Nema Rucha Mieretz Midor Rechova Mineyam, Torah Shebal Peh is all the Pirtei Pratim of the Psukim. Uchsivelo Timotze Beres Chaim, and Torah Shebal Peh, you won't find in the Eretz Chaim. My lotim so beretz chaim zok the medrash, chi beretz meisim timotze. Where you're going to find Torah in the kever? Ela shelotimotze Torah shebalper etzomi sheyevakesh oineg ha'olam. A person who wants chaim of olam hazeh lotimotze. There's no, you won't find Torah shebalper there. Taiva, Kovoid, Gdula, Boile Mazer, you won't find it. Ela, Bemisha, Mei Misatzma, Olea, Shenema, Zoysa, Torah, Odom, Kiyomus, Boil. Torah, Shebalpe, is Shver. Torah, Shebalpe, if you want the luxuries of Oile Mazer, if you're interested in Taiva, if you're interested in Kovoid, if you're interested in Gdula, you have no shaykh as a Torah Shebal Peh. Beloy oid. Torah Shebal Peh yi koshe lil moid. V'yesh bo tza agoru. Shim meshul lechoyshech. Shnema ha'om ha'holchim ba'choyshech. Ro or goru. Torah Shebal Peh is shver, is hard. To learn Lusasa Komalocha, it's not hard. Okay? You shouldn't make any melocha. Adkan Hilcha Shabbos. Then you look at Masechta Shabbos, one of the longest Masechtas in Shas. You look at Hilcha Shabbos, takes up more room in Orach Chaim than any other section of Halachas. Torah Shebal Peh is shver. It's holich b'choyshech. You start to learn a sugya in any sugya in Torah Shebal Peh, don't really understand what's going on. One's b'choyshech. Zog the medrash, Eilu Bali HaTalmud. You start in Choshech. Shver Esugia. What's shver about learning Lo Sasu Kol Melacha? Anything's shver, anything's hard to understand. Not talking about a person who understands that Torah is Torah Shebal Peh. We're talking about a Tzduki, the person who comes on. Only Torah Shebichsav. But that's Choshech, that's Choshech. But you start learning Esugia, it's HaShabbos. It's shver, it's Choshech. And then Hemero or Godel. What's Hemero or Godel? Shakodish Baruchu Meir Einem Be'isa Ve'heta Be'tomei Be'toha U'l'osi Lovoi Ve'oyavov Ketzeis Hashem Yisbik V'rosoi. You start with Choshech and you're horrified, you're Geya to get things clear. What's the Havaminu? What's the Maskona? What's the Machloikus? What's this shita? What's this shita? What's Rashi saying? What's Tosfos saying? What's the Rashbo saying? What's the Ramban saying? all the Rishonim, the Poskim. How do we Paskin? What's this Rambam? How did the Rambam learn the Halacha? Until we get to the Halacha Psuka, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Meir. If you're prepared to be Yogea, be Holich, be Choshech, Hemero. Our God, the Rebbeinu Shalom is Meir Einem Be'isa Be'heta Be'tomi Be'tahar U'le'osid Lovoi O'yavav Ketzei Sashem Yishbik V'rosoi. Zokta in the Hemshech, Lufi She'ein Lo'i Midoisa Ela Misha Oy Heva Kodesh Baruch Hu B'chol Liboi B'chol Nafshe B'chol Ma'oidoi. Who's going to learn Torah Shebal Peh? Only a person has Avas Hashem, b'chol libo, b'chol nafshu, b'chol ma'idoi. Shenema, v'ohav tois Hashem elekecho, b'chol libo, b'chol nafshu, b'chol ma'idecho. Efshe, the pshat, in the, what the Medrash is medayik, in the posuk, they have to have Avas Hashem, b'chol libo, b'chol nafshu, b'chol ma'idoi. Maybe it's lafuke, what he says before. If you can't learn Torah Shebal Peh if you want Taiva, Kovod Gdula. Bechol Liboy is connected Taiva. Bechol Nafshoy, you're prepared to be Mevatel your Nefesh, is connected Kovod. Bechol Ma'oidoy, Bechol Ma'moinoy, the person's prepared to be Mevatel on Momin. There's Gdula. Gdula is Momin. Many places. Puts his tiber aside, bechol nafshoy, his covered, chol meidoy. Shneima v'ahavto es Hashem lekech bechol levo bechol nafshoy chol meidech. Ubinayin atolomed she'ein ava zu el loshen Talmud. How do we know that this ava that was talking about in the pasuk is Talmud? Rei maksiv acharav. What are we talking about? How you mekayim this avo by putting the dvarim ha'ele asher noichim mitzavcha al levavecha? That means you're thinking through b'chol levavcha al levavecha these dvarim. What is he talking about? Eisa says a Talmud shu al aleiv. You have to think it through. Hadvarim o'eile, v'oimer, v'shinamtom levonecho. Zu Talmud shetzorich shinun. Lelamedcho sheparsha rishoyne shebekrishma ein bo pirush bat nischora bo'ele mazeh. K'on shekosu v'parsha shniya. The parsha rishoyne, the krishma doesn't say any schar. It's schar in o'ele mazeh. B'chol mo'edcho. Vater on Olam Hazeh. The Ik is Avas Hashem. You throw everything aside in order to learn Torah Shebal Peh. It's Yegia. It's Choshech. And you need Siyata Dishmaya to come to the Rehema Ro, our Godel. The Rebbeinu Shem is Meir Einehem. What's the Pshat that Limud HaTorah is Avas Hashem? And Davke Torah Shebal Peh. Davka the Protim. Davka to understand all the Pirtei Protim of Torah. Moshul Lamad Ovedoyme. A person wants to buy a matana for his Rebbe. He has a lot of hakar satoiv to his Rebbe, has ava for his Rebbe. He wants to buy a matana for his Rebbe. So if he doesn't know anything about his Rebbe, how's he going to buy a matana? He doesn't know what's going to be good. Could be he wants to buy him a bottle of wine. And he thinks there's a certain wine, a super chosh of wine, 1,000 shekel for this bottle, and a super chosh of, and he's going to buy that for his Rebbe. And he brings the wine to his Rebbe. No. Rebbe doesn't know what to do with it. Doesn't like wine. Someone else buy even more chosh of, a whiskey, a really chosh of a whiskey. Oh, one time I was in the airport in in Heathrow in London, and we were looking and went into the duty free. I got to add my reasons why I went into duty free. I wanted to buy my wife a matana. I do know what she likes, the mikra, and which perfume to buy. Al kolponim. So we walked by the thing, the big thing. We added this whiskey, chosheva whiskey, £3,000 a bottle. £3,000 is nowadays $4,000 a bottle. And, interessant, so we had a look. There's such a thing, so pelle. So we noticed also it's not standard bottles are either a liter or 750 mils. This was 600 mils. How did you get it's a smaller bottle. So we asked the guy, you know, is this real? He said, oh, yes, sir. I said, well, before we buy, can we taste? Well, he knew we were joking. Otherwise, it's awesome. Can we taste? He said, well, I only have one bottle, sir. I can't open it for you. So there are mishugoyim in the world, Vaistois, who will pay £3,000 for 600 mils of this thing. But it must be very choshev somehow. And you buy that for your Rebbe. And he says, I've never drunk whiskey and I don't like whiskey and I don't care how much you pay this Cornish vat. That's no good. So you decide, okay, he's obviously Talmid Chochem, not interested in Gashmias, I'll buy him a sefer. You go to the store and you buy some sefer, very interesting sefer, and you give that to your Rebbe, and either you find out he's got anywhere a copy of the sefer, or he never opens that type of sefer, or he's chalik on everything that's written in that sefer. You want to buy a matana for your Rebbe, you have to know. You want to buy a matana for someone, you have to know them well. To have avas Hashem, you have to be makir Hashem. What does Hashem want from us? That's number one. What does He want from us? Our mitzvahs are kiilu hakaras atoiv, said the chovis of avos, giving a matana back to Hashem Yisborach. What does He want? And what do we know about Hashem? Mitoich ava ein aloimid. Which is pratim, which is details to tell you, pirte pratim, exactly which whiskey the Rabbanu Shalom likes, or which sefer the Rabbanu Shalom likes, there's Torah Shebal Peh. The Ein Loimid Oisa, and Mitoch Avo. And the Avo has to be B'chol Levavcha, B'chol Nafshecha, B'chol Moedecha. If you're learning Torah for taiva, you won't come. It's not nothing to do with Hashem Yisbarach. It's your own taiva for whatever reasons, your intellectual stimulation, whatever you're learning Torah for. But Torah shebal peh is choyshech, and you need siyata dishmaya. The Hashem is only mayor in Ahem. So you're learning it for his taiva, the Rebbeinu Shem is going to be mayor Einov in Torah. Or if he's learning it for COVID, b'chol nafshecha, invited. The Rebbeinu Shem is going to be mayor Einov. Or if he's learning it, l'shem gedula, wants money, wants to become a choshev talmid chacham, so he gets a good shtela, make a lot of money. Agav, you won't make a lot of money, but I'll call upon him. That's what he's doing it for. So the Rebbeinu Shem won't be mayor. Talmidei Rebbe Akiva, whatever the biur mamish, we don't know them. But the Gemara, nilmed on tzrichim. The Gemara is telling us, lenagu kovet zeh lo zeh. So we have to learn the Gemara. That's the important thing. We need to learn the Gemara. We're not interested in saying Lashon Hara about them. We need to learn the Gemara. We need to understand and get the message what was wrong with these Talmidim. Lenagu chavod ze lo ze. They didn't have covered one to the other. That's why the Gemara starts said they were shnemes v'zukos, chavrusos. It was a problem in the chavrusa. It wasn't outside the base of Medrash. It was inside the base of Medrash, betoich the chavrusa shaft. Took the chavrusa shav, they weren't knowing covered zeh lo zeh, why not? Lechoira, because when you're learning the chavrusa, and you say a pshat, and your chavrusa, first of all, before you say a pshat, your chavrusa says a pshat, and your chavrusa says, meir ein echo. His beard, you never thought like that. And he opens your eyes in the sugya. He's giving you Torah. He's helping you in Torah. He doesn't deserve COVID. But what about if... But I have my pshat. But it's his pshat. But I have my pshat. And you know, if I make Kabbalah his pshat, and I'm wrong, and I'm going to say I'm wrong, so then maybe he's better than me in learning. Maybe I'm not so choshev. I can't allow that. Me? He should be better than me. So I start fighting for my pshat. Now, if it's rischa d'oraisa, like the Rabbi Yisrael Salanter writes, the derech ha-Torah, which is called limud, is b'derech ha'arsi, is with poison. Milchamta shel Torah. In order to understand the pshat, we're fighting it out. And I think this is the pshat. And you think that's the pshat. And I'm a dyke like this, and you're a dyke like that. And I'm telling you this svara, and you say that svara. And I've got to arrive from this toisus, you've got to arrive from that toisus. And we're fighting it out. So through Yisrael, how do we know if it's Lishma, or how do we know if it's all one big COVID trip? So it's when one is Machriya the other, is Megala the Emes, Mekabel Beseva Ponim Yafus. Being Mekabel the Emes is a Gilui that this whole Milchama was the Shem HaEmes. Then if you can't be Mekabel the Emes, then that's a Gilui of Chelo Lishma. The whole thing is all about my COVID. And when my COVID gets in the way, not only do I not get the Siyata Dishmaya, the Rebbeinu Shem should be Meir Einenu, but I'm going to be Mezayef, the Torah, l'shem my COVID. Avas HaNitzuach. Maral says when a person's learning Torah just to be Menatzeach, his Chavrusa, then he's going to come with the wrong pshat, and he's going to hold by the wrong pshat, and even though he knows it's the wrong pshat, but he has to win the argument. So lo nagu kovet zeh bo zeh, it's not a prat. It's not just a midah, a zaitig a midah. Lo nagu kovet zeh bo zeh is a pircha in their Torah. Velozu bilvad, lo nagu zeh bo zeh. Not only they're not going to be zoicha to the Siyata Dishmaya. But the Gemara in Shabbos, also Gemara in Yuma, Gemara in Shabbos says, Divrei Torah yesh bam lahomis ulahachayos. Torah, shimu ki negidim adaber, the pasuk says. Torah is like a sar who has the koyach to execute people. So the Gemara darshins, Divrei Torah, why is it nimshal to a nogid, to a sar? Yesh bam lahomis ulahachayos. Because Torah can kill a person. Hanu de Omer Rava, the maiminim ba sama de chaya, the masmilim ba sama de mavis. Torah can be a sama chaim or a sama mavis. Zoysa Torah she som Moshe lifnei bnei Yisrael. The Gemara in Yuma Ein Beis Darshan som Moshe. How do you put Divrei Torah? You can't put Divrei Torah. You can put a physical chafetz. You can't put Divrei Torah. Darshan Zugamara, Divrei Torah is a sam chaim or a sam mavis. Misha Zachar, says the Gemara in Yuma, it's a sam chaim. Misha Loi Zachar, it's a sam mavis. Here the Gemara says, the my meaning bar is sam adachayah. What's my meaning bar? Those who go with the tzad yamin, the koyach hayamin, Dr. Rashi, the maiminim bo she'oiskin bekol koicham. They're using their right hand, their stronger hand. The oisik v'tori b'kol koicham utrudim l'da soida. All they want to know is the soida Torah, the emes of Torah, the pnimius of Torah. Ka'odam im mishtamshim biyad yiminoi shiyo iker. That put kol koichas into Torah. L'da soida. That's what's pushing me. For one thing, to know the emes. What's the pshat nesugya? And it doesn't matter if I know or he knows, or my chavrusa knows. If my chavrusa is the megala the emes, it's a gavaldik. It's not an ego trip, the limud ha-Torah. Medar shteit apachad. Torah is, if it's mas mi'ilim ba. If you're not learning Torah with the right attitude. Sama movis. The nagu kovan ze lo ze. With Sama Mavis, Kivshutoi. The Gaon Zogt in Mishle, Meridik Abim. Mishle Yud Tes, Posuk Tes. Along Gaon, the Gaon explains this Yisoid, that Torah is Sama Chaim or Sama Mavis. How can Torah be Sama Chaim or Sama Mavis? How can the same thing be either poison or an elixir to give you life? So after the Tzavon is gone, Torah is nimshal legeshem, yarav kamot alikhi. Torah is nimshal legeshem, and the geshem comes down, and it makes whatever's sown in the ground grow. So after gone, if you have chitim in the ground, you sowed chitim, then the geshem will make the chitim grow, and if you have a poisonous plant there, it'll make the poisonous plant grow. Torah makes a person grow. But it depends what you have to start with. What are the midas? If the midas is covered, my own covered, or any other midas rose, Torah will make those midas grow. The mensch has to be oiker, the midas rose, so that the Torah should only make his midas tovers grow. The Torah should make the chitim grow, not the poisonous plants grow. Torah itself is geshem. Depends on the mensch. And if chas v'shalom, he's got the midas rois, poisonous plants, then the Torah makes it grow. As ken zayin, the nekuda here, the tifa and nekuda in the Talmid of Rabbi Kiva. If the Torah was making their midas hakovid grow. The nagu kovid zev or zev. Machmas the Torah. The bacha Where's a big, the chukas are covered. He'll go to work and he'll do whatever he does. Mela, how often will the midas are covered come out? He's working in an office, doing whatever he's doing. He's focused more on money anyway, so how often does the covered come out? But he's sitting and learning. Chavrusa. And day after day, hour after hour, he's having a vikuach with his chavrusa. That's a karka idis to make the covered grow. And the fact that he's learning Torah is making the poisonous midah grow. That's a chilul Hashem. A person sees that thing. Look at this maneuver guy, midas rise. Where did all this come from? It's because he's learning Torah. It's a chilul Hashem. Chilul Hashem, saying kapara le b'misa. When Rabbi Akiva came to the five new Talmidim, the Medrash in Koheles Rabba says he told them, there the Lashon is slightly different. There the Lashon is Ali bin Emes Heman Lein Hayot Soros Ayin Zeloze. That's Soros Ayin. The Chayot, the Soros Ayin is the Panimius which brought out the covet. That was Soros Ayin, the Machavrusa said better than me. We're going to the Chabura. And my Chavrusa said a good Chabura. I can't be soivel. Maybe the Olim will think he learns better than me, so I have to destroy him. Are you destroying him because you've got an Emes HaKasha or just trying to destroy him? Amal, you have Bochrim in Ashir. Sometimes you get the feeling, this Bochrim is not interested in what's the Emes of the Rebbe. He wants to destroy the Rebbe. Midas Rois. Why? Because he's got Soros Ayin that Yena should say the right pshat. But that Soros Ayin brings out Leinagu Kovet Zelazer. Al Kolponim Dotem Shteid. Then when Rabbi Kiva came to the Talmidim Shebedarim, he told them, Heman Nagu with Soros Ayin, Atem Leitasu came. So the Medrash, Miyad Nismale Koleret Yisrael Betoira. The Pri Chodosh says the Simcha of Lag BaOmer is the five Talmidim that they didn't die. Lag BaOmer teaches us, first of all, the Tikkun of the Talmidei Rebbe Akiva. But we ask the question, why are we thinking about why being Misabel in the Yemei Chol HaMoed? For people we don't know. Ken Zayn, Lanius Daiti. Seva Achinuch says, Yemei Sfira is to build up the Cheshik. The Cheshik for what? The Cheshik for Shavuos. The Tanhume asks the Kasha, which everybody asks. Trasan, Chazal's Teretz to the Kasha. State, lo kiblu Yisrael es ha-Torah at shekof aleim ha-Kodesh Baruch is ha-Har ke-Gigis. Shneva is yatsu tachtis ha-Har. Ba-Omer Abdimi bar-Choma omer lehem ha-Kodesh Baruch li Yisrael im mekabli matem is ha-Torah mutav im la'av shom te-kvuraschem. Fregnet Tanchume, im toima al-Torah shebichsav kof aleim is ha-Har. Why was he kofer aleim sahar? Haloi, misho she'om aleim mekabnei matim sater onu kulam v'omri na'aseh v'nishma. The famous kasha. Arei, what do you have to do kof aleim har kegigis? Klal Yisrael said na'aseh v'nishma. The kama v'kama tirutzim in the Rishonim, in the Achronim. What's the Chazal's teretz, the Tanchuma's teretz? So the Tanchume, Naseh v'nishma was on Torah shebichsav. Mipnei she'ein bo yegiyah v'tzah, v'hi ma'at. So when they said Naseh v'nishma, they were mekabel Torah shebichsav. Kof aleim ha-gigigis of the Tanchum was on Teresh Balpeh. Elo al Teresh Balpeh, sheesh bo dikduke mitzvus, kalis v'chamuris, v'hi asa kamovis, v'koshe kishol kinoso. When did Klal Yisrael say Nasa v'nishma? Machlokes Rishonim. The days, it was definitely the days before Matan Torah. When was Kof aleim ha-gigigis? Bisman Matan Torah, Vayisyatsu Yisrael Tachasaha. That was Bisman Matan Torah. Shavuos, which is the Zman Matan Torah, was the day of Kof Aleim Harkigigis. Shavuos, the Matan Torah that we have of Shavuos is for Torah Shebal Peh. Be'ika, and Achanami Torah Shebal Peh is Mavaya Torah Shebichsav, but Be'ika, Klal Yisrael needed the Kof Aleim Harkigigis to be Mekabel Torah Shebal Peh. Shom Tekvuraschem is if we don't learn Torah Shebal Peh. In the Emea Sphira, which we're building up the Cheshek for Shavuos, the Sefer Achinuch, it's for Torah Shebal Peh. Pesach we Mekabel to be Avdei Hashem. The Ran brings a Medrash. When Klal Yisrael came out from Mitzrayim, they knew what the Tachlis of Yetzias Mitzrayim was Kabbalah Satorah. We came out from Mitzrayim the next day. They said to Moshe Rabbeinu, when are we going to get the Torah? Moshe Rabbeinu told them, Boit Chamishim Yoim, and they started counting. That was before we had a mitzvah to be sofer. Klal Yisrael were Mekabel Avdus. In Pesach, came Avdei Hashem. That's the Yom Tov for Pesach. But now we want to be Avodim Lamaisa. Torah Shebal Peh, Torah Shebichsav, that's not Avdus. Torah Shebichsav, you can explain it however you like. That's not Avdus. Avdus is what the Odin is Mitzaveh. The Protim, the Pirtei Protim. And it's Shver. I want to please the Adoin. I want to do exactly what the Adoin wants, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. I want my mitzvahs to be mamish lefirat Sinai. But that was Shver. Needed kof aleim ha-kigigis. They had cheshek to be avodim, but they didn't realize. Maybe that's the pshat. They didn't realize ad kedei kach, they need the kof aleihem for Torah Shebal Peh. Al kol ponim. These days, between Pesach and Shavuos, are to come to have a kora and a cheshik for Torah Shebal Peh. To appreciate what Torah Shebal Peh is. The chol hamoed of these days is to appreciate what Torah Shebal Peh is. So faket. On the one hand, Talmidei Rebbe Akiva, l'nagu kovod zevazeh, ein loy meidoy somitoy kovod. Torah Shebal Peh is shver. You can't learn it if you're interested in kovod. You'll be mezayif. You'll come out with false pshatim. You won't get the Siyata Dishmaya. We have to appreciate what Torah Shebal Peh is. In a Chanami, we're misabel, but then to understand what Torah Shebal Peh is, that we're getting a Torah, we're going to get a Chizuk in the Torah Al Kol Ponim. We have Torah Shebal Peh, but Shavuos is a Chizuk in the Matan Torah of Torah Shebal Peh. To realize, what is Torah Shebal Peh? It's something which I have to be mevatel my midas. Torah Shebal Peh is dangerous stuff. It's Sama Chaim, Gevaldik. I mean, it could be Sama Mavis. Asher Som Moshe. Sama Chaim or Sama Mavis. If my midim bo is Sama Chaim, and if not, Chas V'Shalom. Ayin, Talmidei Rebbe Akiva, and Lag BaOmer, the five Talmidim, who were attacking that chet. The Simcha of Lag BaOmer is the Simcha of Torah Shebal Peh. And those five Talmidim, in Svarim, It's bewusst. Those five Talmidim are the Messiah of all our Torah Shebaal Peh. And all our Torah Shebaal Peh is Aliba de Rebbe Akiva. Stam Mishneh is to Rebbe Meir. Stam Sifri is to Rebbe Yehuda. Stam Sifrok and Menichenia. All our Torah Shebaal Peh is through those five Talmidim. It's Lag Ba'Omer. Teaches the Torah Samachayim. That's a Lag Ba'Omer. That's the Simcha of Lag Ba'Omer. It is not a stira that we're being misabel for the Talmidim in a Zman of the Chol HaMoed, because the Chol HaMoed is the Simcha what Torah Shebaal Peh is. There's the Avelas and a Chanami. But with that Avelas comes the appreciation and the Simcha of what Torah is. Torah Shebaal Peh, Samachayim, Gevaldik. And if we know, we understand that Torah Shebaal Peh, is Ein Onam Loimido Yisrael Amisha, Meimis Atzmai Aleha. Chaznish writes, what's the pshat Meimis Atzmai? Says the Chaznish, one of the first letters, Meimis Atzmai means he's shoiver his midas. And being by shoiver his midas of the Chaznish, is mixas mitza is kukuloi. You're killing off the midas rois. That's the Ein Adam Loimito, Adam Shiomus Ba'ayihel. He's Meimis Atzmai Aleha, he's Meimis his midas rois. That's called Meimis, mixas mitza is kukuloi, Zokta. If Torah Shebaal Peh is that we have to be maybe some midas rois, we can understand why we have to lain b'chukosai at least a week before Shavuos. B'chukosai is a pele. The brachas of b'chukosai is a pele. Learn through the brachas. It's too late to go through and now. Everybody have tainas on me if I explain to you the brachas. Learn the brachas, learn with the Rashi, learn with the Ramban, learn with Sforna, learn the Mefarshim, Meiridika brachas, these brachas and a mala min ateva, all these brachas. Starting from Minasati Kishmeichem Behitom is a mala min ateva. And then you'll have the peiros, so, which are 3 years old, which will be more meshubach, than a pre of 2 years old. We'll have a peach, and somebody gives someone a peach. How old is this peach? Well, this is 2.5 years old. 2.5 years old. Give me a 3 year old, a chosh of a peach. We don't have such fruit. We have one thing which does that. Wine improves with age. Now all the pears, you have a 3 year old peach. It's a lump of worms. We have. Give me such a peach. What's it all tally on? Pele. Im b'chukai say teleichu. Bevust, everybody knows the Rashi. Yochu se kiyum mitzvus. Keshu oime ves mitzvoy say tishmer ay kiyum mitzvus omor. Mani mekaim im b'chukai say teleichu. Shetiyu ameilim batayra. These brachas are tally on one thing. B'chukai say teleichu. Ameilim batayra. And amelim batoira l'shem kovet l'shem taiva ves mitzvoy saiti shmayru zok trashi hevi amelim batoira amanos lishmar l'kayim, learning toira to be mitach avas Hashem, to be mekayim toira Hashem. K'mo shenema v'nimatim oisam ushmartim lasoisam, limud toira has to be amanos l'kayim. Torah person who's loy made Torah shaloy amanos l'kayim. So the Gemara, noyach shenefach shilios alponov. You don't want to be mekayim. Then what did you get born for? You were learning Torah in the rechem with a malach, the best chavrusa you can possibly have, the best rebbe you can possibly have. And then, but what's the, so why were we born? In order to be mekayim. In the rechem there's no kiyum. There's limud without kiyum. If a person wants to learn without kiyum, it'd be better if he wouldn't have been born. He never should have come into this world. Is libad atoyrim, amelim batoyrim, amenos lekayim, vasisem oisom, and lemaisim lekayim? What do you get? What is that? What is a person who's learning Torah? Amelim batoyrim, amenos lekayim, and is mekayim? What is that? It's a person who's meimis atzmoi, who's living lamala min ateva. His whole life is destroy his teva, the midos, all his egocentric behavior. He's worried about himself. No, he's maimis his atzmoi. See, he's living lamala min ateva. We have the koyach to do that. That the etzim is the kedusha that we spoke about the last couple of weeks. Not to live al pi the guf, to live al pi the seichel. The mido can I get mido? The Rabbeinu Shalom is meir eino batoyro and gives brachas lamala min ateva in olam hazeh. That's why, indeed, a week before Shavuos, we need to get this message. We need to understand what Torah is. Torah shebal peh, amelim ba Torah. What's it all about? An achayim lemalam in ateva. And the Torah is maftiach. These meridik brachos. Enoch and Ami, the Ramban said they were never mekuyim. Yet. Why? Because these brachas are all beloshen rabim. When the Torah is maftiach, this level of brachas is when Kol Klal Yisrael is oisek b'Torah on this madrega. We've never been zoiche to that. Obez of the Ramban, yechidim, are zoiche to nisim nistarim, but not to this level. You can learn Torah shebal peh if you want to see, you want to try and see if you'll have a 3-year-old peach. You have to be mekarev kol Yisrael, kol klal Yisrael to learn like this. We won't get a 3-year-old peach. But if you want to see nisim nistarim, and the Rebbeinu Shem will help your parnasa, help your shtayg, you'll have meridik yasiyata d'shmai in your life, that says the Ramban, every tzaddik yochid who's oisik batoira properly is zoiche to zahar hashkoche. When a person says, oh, I don't know if I can learn long term. Why? Because I need money, I need this, I need that. Never. If you can learn Torah, you'll be zoiche to meridik yasiyata d'shmaya. But a maisa aliba de emes, Rabbi Isai, people shouldn't get too nervous. The Rambam says in Perik Gimel, when he's talking about be'etzim, this level of being moisa nafsha completely to Torah, it's called keser Torah. It doesn't preclude doing yishtablus. The Rambam says, the keser Torah, the keser Torah is oisei teirosei ike malachte teirosei kvar malachte arai. Keser Torah, godless in Torah, doesn't mean to say you're not doing yishtablus. That's the Yetzer Hara comes along and says, oh yeah, but it's only, I wasn't brought up like that, I don't have that, all the truths in there. Rambam, Mevusha Rambam. Keser Torah is munach v'oymed u'muchan l'kol Yisrael. Keser Torah is there. It's muchan. It's one size fits all. Muchan v'oymed. It doesn't run away. If kol mi sheroitze yove v'yitla. You have to have one thing. A rotzen. I want godless b'Torah. That's what I want. Then the Rebbeinu shall give you siyata d'shmaya. The Rebbeinu will help with all the cheshbonos. Be meir einenim b'toira. Give us siyata d'shmaya in parnosa. We have to know that this is the zman to get the message before we get to the kof aleim hakagigis of Shavuos. Zog the Bach, when we make the bracha of Torah, the first yisod of the Birchus HaTorah, v'tzivonu lasik b'divrei Torah. It's la'asoik with divrei Torah. Why isn't it lilmoid divrei Torah? La'asoik with divrei Torah. It has to be the asik. It has to be your asik. So the Bach, that's because of this pasuk. In b'chukoy say teleichu. It's the mitzvah's essay of Talmud Torah. It's la'asoik with divrei Torah. That's my whole asik. What is the poshup chat in B'chukos HaTeleichu? I'm walking in life in the Chukos HaTorah. I'm made in B'Torah. That shapes my whole life. La'asok B'divrei Torah. With Yigia. La'asok, not just Nilmoid. I'll tell me, well, saying that's the Madrega of Keser Torah. There's Perik Aleph. Because it's in Batoira, I can make Malachti Ike and Terosoi Arai. I want covered, I want Oisher, all the Zachen. The Rambam says you won't be Zoichetu if you want Keser Torah. You can't have that if that's what you want, Keser Torah. So the Rambam, an interesting Loshan. Aroitze lekaye mitzvah zukaroi, velios muhta be Keser Torah. What is Torah all about? What's the mitzvah's Torah karoi? If a person's making it arai dik, his whole life is about money and covered and taiva v'chula, and he does the daf. Call upon him, he goes to the daf. The hiki is when he comes to the siyum, he's there, front row, v'chula. What's mitzvah zukaroi? He was making the mitzvah of Talmud Torah and Pesach. There was no karoi. What did the Rebbeinu Shalom give us Torah Shebal Peh for? For Keser Torah, that it should shape our whole life. In B'chukoy Say Teleichu, that should be what life's all about. That's Avas Hashem, Kirvas Hashem, Torah Lishma. That's the Yom Tov of Shavuos. And that's the message of B'chukosai Teleichu. That's La'asuk B'Talmud Torah. That's the Hisboinenus with the Talmidei Reb Akiva. With the Simcha of the five Talmidim who were Mamid Kol HaTorah Kula, Torah Shebal Peh, Lag Ba'omer. This is what we have to get the message to be Mischazik. What we're going to Pesach, Gevaldi, with Mekabel Avdus. Oh, what's the Ike? Zman, Yoim, Matan, Torah, Seinu.